Mad Radio, in a moment, we will do our Worst Take of the Week nominees. But first, Mark, you have a certain group of players who must do well this season for the Texans to succeed. It's not a quarterback and it's not a position, but a certain group of players.
Not a position group, and obviously the quarterbacks are their own separate category. But this group of players better do well, and that is the sophomore class, if you will. I'm talking about Will Fuller, Braxton Miller, Steven Anderson, Tyler Irvin. Got a theme here? It's offense, baby. And for this offense to get better, these guys need to perform well for you. And, you know, Steven Anderson, you can make the case, you don't really need him to come through as long as Ryan Griffin and C.J. Fedorowicz do their thing from last year. But I'd like to see some things from Steven Anderson, and especially Tyler Irvin. You don't have Jonathan Grimes on this roster.
Yeah.
You need somebody to at least do that. Maybe Irvin can be a whole lot more for you. Line him up outside. You know, he's a running back. John Harris talks about, is he a running back or a receiver? The answer is yes. We'll see. But also, when you look at Will Fuller, you know, he had a pretty flashy kind of rookie season. Now he's got to get really consistent in his second year. And let's face it, Seth, you know this, it's the second year where you better start showing some real consistency for the sake of your career and the team.
Yeah. No, and I think with hindsight being 2020, and we brought this up at the beginning of the season last year, but I guess it shouldn't have been such a shock that they were as abysmally bad as they were on offense, because you're talking about what it ideally is a complex offense, even though he hasn't been able to do everything he wants to do. You're talking about bringing in a new quarterback and a new, you know, you're hoping a little bit better than mediocre quarterback at best, or above average quarterback. So you're bringing a new quarterback, two rookie wide receivers. You've got a brand new running back. You've got a new right guard. That's five, like off the top of my head, five starters out of 11 that were brand new.
Your tight ends had not done really anything to that point that's of note offensively. And your number two receiver at best was going to be a second year guy in Jalen Strong. But really, you drafted Fuller in the first round to be that number two guy. And again, a rookie wide receiver. You were talking about that earlier. So, yeah, last year, so many new things in the mix. So it's not that mysterious. It's not that much of a story, really, that they struggled on offense. They struggled more than they should could have.
Right. And it's not an excuse, because, look, Bill O'Brien and Rick Smith got themselves into that mess. Yeah. It's not like, hey, this was forced upon them or anything. It was several years of your best laid plans falling apart, and that's what you have. But if you're going to come back from that, it has to be that those were the right personnel decisions, but it just is going to take a year to gel. Except, by the way, you've got a new quarterback again.
Let's do our Worst Take of the Week nominees and present them to Mark. We will do the finale of this at 8:15 tomorrow, and you can vote right now. Check out our Twitter feed at SportsRadio610. I'll also put on my Facebook tonight as well. Landry, you will present these because I'm not sure exactly what order we'll go. So here we go.
All right, we have four nominees this week, and we start with you, Mr. Meltzer. Seems like a common theme to start with you. But Texas A&M, we were talking about Texas A&M's strength of schedule, and you gave them some strange props for scheduling somebody early in the year a couple years ago.
I mean, I'll give A&M credit. The last couple of years, they played South Carolina, they played Arizona State, and they played UCLA. So they played legitimate opponents in the non-conference.
Those two teams suck, though. South Carolina was terrible that year.
Yeah.
But how would they know that?
Well, they're in their conference, so they didn't really schedule them, and they didn't really have a choice.
That's bad on me, though, for not correcting. Because immediately, the text line lit up. And I'm like, when did I say that, you jerks? Like, I immediately thought that they were. And then I realized, like, I just don't expect Mike to make mistakes like that. So I'll take partial credit for not pointing it out.
Is that a bad take or a mistake? It's kind of both.
It's
really
a fact error.
It's
basically
a mistake that leads to a bad take. Because he was specifically giving them credit for scheduling a conference opponent.
And I was good enough with Arizona State and UCLA. I didn't need to include anybody else.
Yeah.
It's that whole week one thing that kind of.
Yeah, I know. Week one, it's weird in the SEC or any conference. Yeah.
Number two.
We had a good conversation going with John McClain, who joins us every Wednesday. And in Ask McClain Anything, they were talking about Dikembe Mutombo potentially buying the Rockets. They had a nice flow going. And Seth Payne decided he was going to tell an interesting Dikembe Mutombo story.
Dikembe Mutombo. That was a little bit, other than he didn't do the accent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fair.
I met Mutombo in an elevator once while I was playing.
Did you understand him?
He was very polite. We were actually living in the same building over on Allen Parkway for a spread. It was when he was recently. He was there for like several months. Well, back in 2000, whenever.
Okay, so a while ago.
Yeah. He was on with like a bunch of his kids. He was just incredibly polite. His kids were very polite. I was very impressed with his kids.
He's trying to put together a group to buy the Rockets.
That was an awful story of an exchange with it. I apologize. Oh my God! I'm just sitting there thinking, like, if I was
that his kids were polite.
If I was stuck at a dinner party, like talking to this person, like how quickly I could get out of there. Like this moron droning on about Dikembe Mutombo in an elevator somewhere. Stab me in the eye with my dinner fork, please. Oh,
I thought it was going to get worse though, because it's in the worst take of the week now.
I caught myself. Yeah, no. Well, part of it there though is that when I go low energy for whatever reason, I don't like Mark. This is the problem I have. I'm either 100 miles an hour or I'm like comatose.
I met Dikembe in an elevator, and he was polite, and his kids were really nice. Next,
can I be a guy that, like, that has a pleasant conversation
that
ever?
That is full throttle morning show energy, ladies and gentlemen.
Number three for worst take of the week.
Cody Stutes came in and asked a hypothetical about would you rather have a personal chef or a personal driver, and we took it to another level. We asked if you'd rather have a personal chef or a personal masseuse, and Mike Meltzer, I guess he doesn't know that restaurants exist.
I would pick the chef, no question, because listen, I like massages, but I can go and buy a massage.
Yeah,
well, you can buy food. What do you mean?
I know, but I don't need. But worst take of the week. Okay.
Yeah, what the hell are you talking about there? I didn't understand it at the time. I was like,
okay.
Question. Let me change the question specifically. What thing would you like that you typically have to buy, like a la carte,
Let me explain it. Here's the thing. Like right now, I basically have no food in my fridge. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm buying this week three meals per day.
Right.
If I needed a massage, all I would need to buy this week is like one massage, possibly two if I was really desperate.
Or even if you wanted to get one every day, you could just go buy one every day.
What does the massage therapist look like is the key. Okay. Yeah.
Well, then it becomes, like, well, you didn't ask personal prostitute.
I'm presuming she's female. Like,
all I'm saying is people get food a lot more than they get massages.
Uh-huh.
That was my main point.
Yeah.
That was
because a massage therapist, I'll accept your defense on this. Massage therapist, it's not like you're going to be using the massage therapist 8 hours a day.
If
like
she
you
looks
might
like Jessica
chef.
Alba, you're getting a lot of massages.
This is like, I will not sit here and have you basically just, like, your notion of what professional massage therapists do, Mark, I think is it's upsetting me.
Oh, my fault.
I once got a massage by a 300-pound dude named Chuck that was sweating wearing a basketball headband. I'm still traumatized by it.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Well, no, the 300-pound dude, though, there's a really good chance that
he popped all my ligaments. Yeah, he popped everything, but that's just not what my ideal massage.
Is that what you ask for, popping your ligament?
That sounds horrible.
Nah, my buddy was in the room the room over, and he goes, jeez, what do you want me to focus on? I go, back, like real quick, and you just hear my friend just laughing.
He didn't say pop my ligament.
Now, our last one is with not one of us, but a very famous person who joined the show on Monday morning after Deontay Foreman's arrest.
F. Lee Bailey thinks it's okay to say the S word on the radio.
Maybe every puff is a separate offense, but I would have to say if that is the rule, then Texas is far too, as the Texans would call it, chicken. That's very minor stuff.
Well, I don't know if we can quite say that.
Yeah, it's most entertaining though too.
Mike's reaction
combined with, like, because Effie Bailey, look, I don't know if you guys know, he's been in the media a bit. Like, he knows the deal. He knows
since
he can't swear.
'70s. I mean, Effie Bailey. I'm not alone in this. Whenever I hear from him, my immediate reaction is Effie Bailey's still alive. You know, that's it.
Yeah,
and he was pretty good with you guys.
Save that, Landry. We can play that for Effie Bailey. I would say that's a strong contender for worst take of the week. And I'm also wondering, like, is that a specific Texas phrase, chicken bleep?
Acted like that was like a, you know, it's a popular saying in Texas, but nowhere else.
It's a popular saying everywhere.
Yeah.
It's not like only people in the state of Texas say that.
Yeah,
but
Europe,
far more chicken farms in the Southeast.
Mm. You know? Good points.
Did you have chickens on the farm when you were growing up?
Yeah, several.
Including
several.
A headless
Blobby. Blobby was the rooster that, Blobby the rooster that wouldn't die. Yeah. He was a phantom chicken.
He
used to terrorize. He used to chase me on my big wheel. My dad had to kill it, like, attempt to murder it three times. Third time stuck.
So, all right. You have Texans radio at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, with John McClain.
And so, I don't know the next time we'll see you, but, I mean, probably the next time we'll talk to you on the air, I'm guessing, will be before the first preseason
game.
Yeah,
we'll do a handoff or something next week.
Okay,
Wednesday
next week.
We'll be
That's
on
right,
from
we'll
8 to 10.
Yes.
And preseason game, absolutely.
We're going
to
we'll
be on August 9th at Carolina.
You guys will be in West Virginia. We're going to go up there in the third week of training camp. I'm going to drive. Mike and I are going to drive up from the Charlotte airport. I'm going to demonstrate to him that West Virginia, of the 35 or so states that I've been in, West Virginia has the best rest areas. immaculate, beautiful, beautiful. The hillbilly that that takes advantage of you.
Better
at least will be a nice setting there. In that
better than Buc-ee's? That's sacrilegious.
That's not a rest area. That's private establishment. Well,
you mean like an area?
Oh, just like
an area.
What do you mean by area?
A rest area, just restrooms and vending.
Yeah,
what do you mean by
area?
Like a state-owned rest area.
Okay, a state, like the whole complex.
The rest stop.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying you're saying Buc-ee's is like within a rest area. Is that the distinction that's being made?
That's not a distinction at all.
Store.
Like a Buc-ee's is a convenience store.
Okay.
I'm on Westheimer. I'm going to stop off at the rest area where there's a Buc-ee's. Like, is there an off ramp for that rest area?
All right.
Thank you, Mark.
All right, guys. Thanks,
Sheree. Ian Williams will join us to give us the latest on all these different crazy things going on in Dallas. She also wrote the Texans preview for Pro Football Talk. She joins at 9:15. Screw them on the way. Who and what are you angry at this morning? 713-572-5222.